Oh my goodness, is this thing on? I hope it's on. It's been a while. Hello, all you cool, wonderful, wonderful people. I know it's been forever. Oh my goodness gracious, it's been freaking forever. I've been gone for a while, but I am back to give you every people what you need. To give you the only thing that you could hope for. Hey, you guys, it's me, it's Dini Darcelle. It's been a while. It's been so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, where do I even begin with you people? I've been gone. Not by choice. I was under the weather for a very, very long time. To the point where I had to go to the hospital, so that's why there has not been, like, a steady podcast, or even a podcast so far for the month of February, so this is our very first one, so yay, first and last, see, comment, grand opening and grand closing, all in the swiftness. All within a swiftness. So, I'm going to touch up on that a little bit. We're going to touch on what happened a little bit with my missing absence. And then we're going to talk about a little bit of Raw, a little bit of AEW, a little bit of NXT, a little bit of SmackDown, and what the landscape pretty much looks like for good old, for really and truly the road to WrestleMania. Because the road to WrestleMania, if we can go ahead and say what it is so bloody. What's a good word that I could say? We're just gonna go ahead and go with it. It's a bunch of bull. It's so, like, we can see it. We already seen it for two matches, really and truly. Because, like, they kind of told us with some of them. But let's be real. It was a whole much. It's been a while. So, let's go ahead. Where have I been? Okay. Well, if you saw on social media, I posted, but I really didn't post it because it wasn't too much. It was just something that I wanted to handle internal. Acid reflux got the best of me, and certain things I just couldn't enjoy like I used to. So I was out of commission, started to where I really couldn't eat as much. And then anything that I did eat, I threw up, ill. Just ill. So you had that was going on, and then that turned worse to where I had to go to the hospital and they had to give me some medication and such. And like that medication, I was throwing up the medication too. So it's like for 2 whole weeks. But prior to week 1, I did not have a voice. It was like that Saturday going into that Sunday, and I told myself, okay, we're gonna record the podcast. Acid messed up, threw up completely, couldn't talk, and then my voice was gone for a whole week. And then going into that following week, then came with the dehydration, constant throwing up. I didn't go to the hospital until, when was it, Saturday? No, it was Thursday. I went to the hospital that Thursday. Was completely, like, it was bad. To the point where they gave me medication. I was in there literally from 2 all the way until 7:45. Well, I got out of 7. I didn't leave the hospital until like around 7:45. So it was like I was gone, completely out. Like, and I want to say something to the healthcare workers. I have a lot of respect for you. But I will say, because being at that hospital was a story time within itself. So let's go ahead and dive in. So I went there. I'm sitting, you know, barely can keep fluid in. I tried to drink Pedialyte. That did not sit well. So I'm there. It was like only 6 of us. So I was like, okay, because I didn't really know who was in the back. But it was only 6 of us that was waiting there. Some of the people were there like for hours already. I got seated before this elderly woman who was there. And it rubbed me the wrong way because she was there. And other people kept saying like she just like been sitting there, and other people went before her and such, and the woman was like, it's okay. And I was kind of, when I had went off, I went off too, because like y'all have people here that's been sitting here forever and you're not taking care of them. like, what's going on? So it was this one nurse. She tried to be all and her best professional Karen. We are short staffed and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then COVID, la, 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 la. And I looked at her like, okay, an hour prior to that, you had one dude who was security called up trying to see, like, what was the hold up because he overheard that conversation. Then you had another woman who was up there. She just wanted to make sure her sugar was fine. She was already pissed off and perturbed because she's been there for hours. So he talking to some doctor on one of the floors. The doctor getting smart with him. He getting smart right back. He pretty much hangs up the phone in a rage, goes and tells his boss, like, hey, she up there telling me, blah, blah, this, that, whatever, saying that, oh, my doc nurses up here got 7 already, and la, 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 and when they get done, they're going to take their sweet precious time to go down there. So he pissed off for the people, and I'm taking, he must have been there because they do rounds, and they were interchanging, and it was a young black man that stood up for all of us in there. So I'd like to thank him, King. Take your crown. But he was up there like he was over, and then he called his superior above him to let them inform what was going on too. And he was like, this is ridiculous, and blah, blah, blah. I'm up there like, you going off for all of us here. So when I go off, they already know, look, we ain't got time. So I popped off, said what I had to say. They ain't gonna tell them that I was perturbed and upset. Hell yeah, I was perturbed and upset because everything I'm keeping in now for a whole 2 weeks has been coming in and out. It won't stay in. So I'm concerned. Then they said they gave me an x-ray. I was knocked out. How are you going to give me an x-ray? Because I can feel when somebody touches me. Nobody touched me. So I'm waiting for that bill to come on through. So yeah. Then from there, I had the Uber ride from hell. Car smelled like weed. He was up there blaring loud music. It was just ghetto. Completely ghetto. I would expect it in one hospital, in one location. But where I went to, you know, people said it was nice. Nah. That survey stated how I felt. Enough said. So that's it with that. That's all I wanted to waste on that whole experience from the hospital from hell. And then I had to go get my doctor's note that Saturday. And even that was an issue picking up the doctor's note too. Because they treat, when you tell them you have insurance, they'll still treat you like you're crap. Maybe it's like a fair skin type of nurses. Because my complexion and all 32 different hues of it understand. Because who gonna lie and say that they have insurance? Let's be real. I'm telling you the company, who it is, my PPO and all that. So why would I lie with that? Come to find out, my job didn't move my insurance over. But that's a different story for a different topic. And I digress. Let's switch it up. Let's go ahead and talk about what happened on Raw. Because I was able to see that. The only wonderful thing that led into the Elimination Chamber that had my attention perked outside of the chamber match was Becky Lynch and Lita. We need to give Lita her flowers. Lita did the damn thing. Lita, she has another run. I would like to see her get a championship. I don't want her and Trish to go for the tag titles, and I'm going to explain that in a moment leading into what I see with coming with SmackDown with their field. Now, here's the wonderful thing with it, because I see we're going to get like a repeat of WrestleMania with about one match in particular. I'm going to touch on it after we get with the SmackDown talk, because from what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing this is happening, and mark my words, it's probably more than likely going to happen. But going into that, I saw that I really wasn't cared too much for the Women's Elimination Chamber because I already knew, like, it was, the writing was on the wall. We already knew who was going to win that. It was Bianca. I'm glad she won it. Black Girl Magic won it back. If anybody is to have a WrestleMania, I would say lineage or constant wins, let it be Bianca. Because y'all didn't let her go run it back twice for the Royal Rumble, because that would have been nice. But we kind of know why. Because, you know, who entered the Rumble? Ronda. Who won the Rumble? Ronda. The writing was on the wall the moment her music hit. We already knew that. Nor here or there. But it would have been nice. That would have been nice. To see that run it back, boom. And then Bianca gonna like, boom, I'm going after her. And then you could have brought in Ronda right after Bianca said, oh, I'm going after Becky. And then you could have had in that ring while you had Charlotte, Becky's there. Bianca said, it's me, you running it back. You know, I'm gonna get my title back at Mania. This could have been on that SmackDown. After she said that, then boom, I don't give a damn about my reputation. And then Ronda could have came out there power walking. And she could have looked at Charlotte and be like, me, you, let's go. Now, that would have been perfect. But let's say Ronda was like, I ain't ready to come back. I'll come back at SummerSlam. Boom. Then it would have been nice for Sasha to come out. Because, you know, something that the people want. Sasha. Charlotte. We've seen it on Raw, but we haven't really seen it on SmackDown. And I'm happy that they did not, the moment that they both were on the SmackDown brand, they kind of threw it in our faces. Because I'm not gonna lie, it was cute when it was Raw, but it sucked when they made it to where Sasha couldn't hold on to a title. So it was pointless at that point. Now it's kind of like, okay, boom, I can see it. I could have seen it, but you know, Sasha was filming Mandalorian and she's doing her Disney thing. We love to see it, but Mania's not the cards for Mother. We're gonna get to that in a moment. So the men's Elimination Chamber, that was like the only two matches that really had my peak, because I'm not gonna lie, I do not, Goldberg was one of my favorites when I loved WCW. Seeing growing up his burial when it was him and Triple H, one of my WWE favorites, it was kind of like, it's no more. And then seeing the burial of Sting at WrestleMania solidified it for me that it sucks when you're a WCW fan and you grew up on them. Like, WWE's like, keep stabbing me in the chest. Y'all been doing it this whole entire time. Why stop now? Stockholm Syndrome is real when you're a wrestling fan, I swear to goodness. But, you know, seeing him in WWE, his returns, I've been Goldberged out since when he beat Kevin Owens for the Universal title. That's when I was like, yeah, Brock 2.0. I was over it then, mentally been tapped out. Anytime I see him, like, oh, it's Oldberg. Yay. It's like I go through the 12 stages of grief, because it's like, it's like, yay. All through that whole thing. It's like you hear the joy and then it goes to the somber, and it's like the acceptance of he's back. That match was okay. I'm glad that they finally, whoever booked it, got the timing correct of how long the little engine that could go. And if you caught on that, you know who I'm talking about, the little engine that could. So you got the time frame, because let's be real, any match that he's been in, outside of him and Bobby, that SummerSlam match caught my attention. Except with that botch. And then if you know where I'm going with this, you know, since his returns, Goldberg is like, there's a certain time limit that he has to where it's good Goldberg before it becomes Oldberg, before it becomes, oh my gosh, he's about to kill somebody. Please don't kill nobody. Tell me if I'm lying, because I'm not. We all see it. Seeing that match between Roman and Goldberg, I already knew Roman was going to win, because let's be real, why would they drop it? It's Saudi. It's Roman. Let's be real. No matter how much, you know, they normally cater to Goldberg over there because they like seeing nostalgia. Nostalgia left a long time ago. And if you noticed, I want to say this was like the only pay-per-view where we did not get hit with nostalgia. Because normally, them Saudi shows, they'd be quick to try to let's crank it up a notch. So I'm glad with the progression of the women's matches being on there. It's the progression of how they're like, okay, we're done with nostalgia. Changes. We're here for it. So after that lovely thing, you had from there, it went on and it to the men's elimination chamber, Heart of Hearts. Because with the women's, I even in my mind watching, it's like I already know how it's going to be, who's going to come out, who's going to be eliminated. And I was right to a T, except when it came to Dewdrop's elimination. Because I actually had her, like, I want to say closer towards the end, per se. Like, it was going to be like the final, but then, you know, she was out how she was out. So I was like, okay, no here or there. I'm not mad with it, you know. I don't know why people thought Alexa Bliss was going to win that match, but I mean, but let's be real. I'm still trying to figure out why they wasted her return on the Elimination Chamber. I'm just happy it wasn't Asuka. See Asuka after Mania, and I hope she's on SmackDown. If not, have her not on SmackDown until after, you know, like probably on the draft, then move her to SmackDown, because I don't really. I mean, granted, I can picture the match between her and Ronda, and that would be a good match. But you know, there's a couple of more. Just like Ronda and Bianca, I feel like that'd be a good match too. So with that, I already had my reserves with everything, so I was content. Shockingly, most people probably weren't, but I was really content with that match because I was kind of like, who else? Who could? How would like make it make sense for me? People that. That's how I was thinking. Like, with the whole Alexa Bliss being wasted at the Elimination Chamber. No hero there. So, coming into the men's, I want to say, I thought Bobby was going to really win. And, you know, reading that he already had an injury, and that was the reason why they did what they did, it was kind of like, okay. So you've been playing in my face with this whole we're gonna get Bobby and we're gonna get Brock and we're gonna get the match that we really wanted and like run it back, but no, we're gonna do it in the Elimination Chambers. And it's kind of like okay, as long as it's just them two in the final two, give it some time, let it marinate. No, as quick as I saw Seth put Austin up into a powerbomb, my first thought was, what are they about to do? And two, please, for the love of God, do not let nothing happen to Austin Theory, because we kind of know sometimes with Seth, Sting, that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. But seeing how they had did it with the whole Bobby thing and then throwing Austin into it, and Bobby, I really thought Bobby had a concussion because of how he had landed, because it looked kind of scary. So then I was kind of like, but then seeing when they was like, he's gone, and they said, we're definitely gonna have a new champion. I was like, oh, so y'all pretty much did this just so Brock could win. Who didn't see that? And then for him to go rogue, he busted out the cell, did what he did. Once I saw that, I was like, we already know. This man done took the title off of four black men. Happy Black History Month. That's my show. You guys have a wonderful day. Let me stop. From that match that I actually liked was that off the top F5. That was nice. Outside of that, no, and I had already said it on this podcast before, that we all could see it a mile away. They really want to unify the title. My whole thing is, back then I was not for it. Looking at it now, I don't mind the unification of the men's title. Reason being, let's be real here. The WWE Championship has been pretty much been made to look as a joke. Everything has been around the Universal title. So, please tell me if I'm lying. Let me know. I'm not lying because of how this is how I'm seeing it. Because let's be real, they've played hot potato with the WWE Championship a little bit too much. So, you put it on Brock. Brock's the Rumble winner. Roman has been on his elite god mode for some time. Coming into WrestleMania, looking at it from the percentages, because if you look at it, who do they really have outside of Bobby, Seth, Kevin when he's not between upper mid card and they actually go with it? Same with Finn. Like, you pretty much got like four or five men that you could put in that aspect. SmackDown, you pretty much buried everybody under Roman, almost. Put on some good matches, yes, but pretty much buried. So when you put it all together, it only seems right. So if you put this one championship, for real, it should just be the Universal title. People are talking about, ooh, they need to bring back the WWE championship or the World Heavyweight Championship. No, those titles are where they are. I don't see them bringing back in nostalgia. Let it be where it's at. Put it all in the Universal title. Boom. I would say make the Universal title, if you're going to merge it together, give it a color scheme to where it can represent both shows. Black. But, you know, give it a updated, newer look. Go from there. If you really want to be creative, go look at the creation suite on WWE 2K19 and look at how them people create their unique Universal titles. I mean, I've been using them. They've been lovely. There's some really nice ones. You can get inspired. Be like Beyonce and get inspired and perfect it and make it into your own and go from there. I mean, do what you gotta do at this point. But I mean, let's be real. If you're not within that big picture, because even of how I'm seeing it, from how they have of their top guys, then it's pointless. Now, my whole thing is, how long would they keep this going until it starts to get played out? And then they're like, okay, we need to unify the titles. Because if you remember, in the supposed dirt sheets, they were saying that it was going to be the women's titles that was going to be unified. In my honest opinion, no. Leave them how they are separate, because you actually have enough women to where you can kind of maneuver it. But you guys are too busy trying to form tag teams, and I don't see how that's possible. Because to me, it's like those women titles are just the workhorse titles, pretty much. Or, you know, somebody who they put it on there because, you know, this person's about to get married or is engaged or already married and just need that extra coin. Do it how you want it, you know. But all honesty, the men titles, I don't mind them being unified. If we're going to do it like that, you should unify the tag team titles too. Boom. Because let's be real, kind of lacking on the tag teams. But then, too, Vince doesn't really care about tag teams, so says enough right there.